Chapter 52. Reproach? What a word between us. It could only be myself, but the mention of Wang has given me an idea. I have been, not exactly cringing, not exactly lying, but still dissembling. You have been hiding yourself, to please me, but still you have been hiding. All this is very dignified. Why shouldn't we try begging now? A noble art? Yes. Lena, we must go out together. I couldn't think of leaving you alone, and I must speak to Wang. We shall go and seek that man, who knows what he wants, and how to secure what he wants. We will go at once. Wait till I put my hair up, she agreed instantly, and vanished behind the curtain. When the curtain had fallen behind her, she turned her head back with an expression of infinite and tender concern for him whom she could never hope to understand, and whom she was afraid she could never satisfy, as if her passion were of a hopelessly lower quality, unable to appease some exalted and delicate desire of his superior soul. In a couple of minutes she reappeared. They left the house by the door of the compound, and passed within 3 feet of the thunderstruck Pedro, without even looking in his direction. He rose from stooping over a fire of sticks, and, balancing himself clumsily, uncovered his enormous fangs in gaping astonishment. Then suddenly he set off rolling on his bandy legs, to impart to his masters the astonishing discovery of a woman. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.